Hello, Coffeehouse Network. My name is Adam. I'm a mountain goat, and I am far from the mountains. So I'm calling you from Germany. It's nice and cold now. I already came back from work to record something for you. Well, I have a question. Have you ever felt that you want to work on yourself, but you are kind of distracted? Yeah, I had this feeling a year ago when I was living in a Whistler. And basically, I was there on a study visa. And I was super proud that I was working as a bike mechanic in a commerce port. I was actually head bike mechanic there. But I kind of had a feeling that I am not going anywhere. So I was just doing my workout, and I was messing around, visiting the gym, the core gym, where I've met Anissa first time in my life. And one day we actually started some conversation. I don't even know how. I had a head full of this stuff, like I need to work on my side income and passive income, or I need to follow my passion. But I kind of knew I need to do something, but I was not really sure what to do. So then Anissa, after our short talk, she told me, "Well, do you know what? Here's your blank paper, and write down 10 things your customers are asking you most of the time." And I was just, well, that sounds like an easy task. Why not? So next day, I came back with the paper full of stuff. Then we actually really started talking about some side income or business. Like, at that point of time, I haven't got the courage to even think about business, because like most of my life I was just a ski bum. I was living in a van in a Whistler, and I felt like this is high tech stuff for me. But yeah, well, then she told me about Coffeehouse Network, and I've accepted an invitation to just go there. Even I was kind of, like, first time I felt like, well, like this is maybe way too much, but I went there and I was really happy I did that, because I was in a Coffeehouse Network in Four Seasons with Anissa and Katie White, and well, it was super inspiring, because I didn't know nothing really about this businessy stuff. And when I was younger, I was just some guy riding a bike, and I was kind of looking to that stuff from a different perspective. But you know, there is a saying that 5 people you are spending most of your time with will actually define how you will behave. Yeah, the real definition of this is quite, it's nicely and more precise, but whatever. Well, so I started really thinking about this, and then I went to another Coffeehouse Network, and another one, and another one, and I really started thinking about, like, I need to have more people like these around me. So I really started picking my friends, and I'm trying to use my time as efficient as possible. And I was really curious about, like, what can I make? And then one day I've seen on the internet 30 days blog challenge. So I said, like, well, let's start a blog. there was not really deep thinking behind it. It was just, here's a challenge. I will take a challenge. No problem. Just 30 days, whatever. And I told it to Anissa, and she really encouraged me at the time when I really needed it, because you might know that once you don't have really supportive friends around you and family, and you are trying to start a new thing, they will just turn you down. They will tell you, well, this is not going to work. It's just a blog. It's not going to make money for you. You are not a good writer. Like, you should forget about it. And just keep fixing your bikes. Well, thank you, Anissa, for supporting me for this. Second, I started writing. My website is called defeatyourlimits.com, and it basically started as a motivation, like a sport motivation for athletes which are somewhere like in the middle of the performance level. But from the beginning, it was not really for really beginners, because I was diving in the brain stuff there. So I truly believe that our biggest limitation in sports is actually our head. It's actually part of the head. It's called medulla, and that's basically fear center. So I was kind of playing with this and writing articles, but I've never been a really good writer. And from the beginning, it was super easy. Just write and publish. Don't think about it too much. Then one colleague, she offered me that she will be actually proofreading and checking my grammar and my articles. And after two or three articles, she actually put in my head seat of imperfection. From the beginning, I was not trying to actually make those articles perfect at all. I need to write it because I know that I am perfectionist in terms of bikes, in terms of engineering. But here I knew that if I will aim for a perfection, I will never publish anything. And here she told me, like, you know, your grammar kind of sucks. And this, and after a while, I just stopped. I was not able to publish anything. I was just looking at that, reading it again. It's not good enough. And it's called early imposter syndrome, you maybe know. I was just messing up with that. Then I got a boost, so I started writing again. Then another imposter syndrome came. I've got three of them. And now I'm on the way to ride again, so thumbs up. Well, so that's my blog, and I will come back to the blog at the end of this video. But basically how my story followed up, it was my visas. I was basically a student. I was studying in Whistler Adventure School. Awesome school, by the way. I've learned a lot of good stuff. But my visas were over and I had to leave. So I went back to Slovakia and I decided that I'm gonna really work on myself. And I knew that my biggest distractions are the mountains and mountain biking, skiing, ice climbing. I love it. But when I'm thinking about it too much, I'm not getting anywhere. So basically, I got a job in Bratislava. I hate cities. if I'm there for a short amount of time, it's kind of okay, but that traffic, that people, I really like mountains. But I knew that I need to get a job in a main city of Slovakia, even when I never liked it, because I knew that the pressure from being in that city and not feeling comfortable there will actually boost up my speed in working on my side income. So I got a job there. I spent in my work amazing 6 weeks. And then I basically got an invitation from White Industries, which is rode on a mountain bike brand, and that was always my dream job. I always wanted to work for a brand. So I said, like, well, if any of the jobs can work for me, it will be this. So I moved to Germany, and that's where I am right now. I'm a bike mechanic for White Industries. I'm basically working on warranties. And, you know, it's fun. Germans are really nice people. And this company is quite safe, especially in those not certain times, or how supposed to we call it. Basically, White Industries was built in the biggest financial crisis. It started in 2008, and it was growing during the biggest crisis where the other businesses were suffering. So we are in a really good position to survive this. So, yeah, like I can be lucky for working for a company like that. But still, like, this is not the end. It's just my safe place until I will build something new. So now I'm really on track to create a passive income. I'm searching for opportunities anywhere, everywhere. And yeah, like, I'm using my time efficiently. I'm not really spending time with friends, because I know that once I come back home, I need to study. I need to write. I'm studying copywriting, psychology, direct marketing, and the other things also. It's not always easy, but I can see the progress. So right now I have a couple of projects in my head, and especially during those times when many guys have free time. I also had the one free week last week, because guys thought that I might be infected because I've been skiing in Tyrol. Of course, this never happened, but so I basically launched another web page, which will be affiliate webpage. So it's called usefulstuff.com. And this web page will have a lot of reviews of the gear. It's gonna keep selling affiliate products, which I will handpick. But this is not the end. This is just to monetize the web page and really start playing with my language and with my selling skills. Because I'm also studying copywriting, and this is a good opportunity where I can actually put it in a game. And shortly, I would say within 2 months, I'm gonna buy a 3D printer and I'm gonna start printing stuff. So I'm a crane engineer, I'm a bike mechanic, and I know what will be useful here. So for example, in our company, I can also see some things that I can print and sell the designs, or I can also print some mountain bike components, you know, like 3D printer is printing aluminum, it's printing plastic, it's printing polycarbonate, nylon, wood, many different materials. So there is a huge opportunity to actually create the new innovative designs, which will be minimalistic, multi-purpose, and they will be really useful. That's why it's called usefulstuff.tech. I guess I told you .com. Yeah, it's usefulstuff.tech. So also, 3D printers are amazing. They are getting cheaper and cheaper. Anybody can launch his own business and print whatever he wants. The only downside is that you need to be a little bit like technically skilled, because you need to know how to draw on that 3D program. But I strongly believe that everybody can learn everything. Like, it's just a question of the time, but if you don't stop, you will get it. So that's the thing. And the last update is basically I started writing book. As I said, I've never really been a writer. And this is something I really started thinking about a week and a half ago. And from the beginning, it was like, oh, well, like, publish my own book. Well, ebook still. Just to tell it to more people, for me, it was kind of like, it involves certain amount of risk. Like, what will happen if this book will... What if I will not publish it? What if I will think that book sucks and I will just... What if I will like to hide it? You know, sometimes you need to give yourself the boost just by telling about it publicly, because then you basically don't have a opportunity to retreat. Basically, a human pride is a big, big motivator. Ego also. So people don't like to be caught by the word. Just, you know, like if you say something, many different materials. So there is a huge opportunity to actually create the new innovative designs, which will be minimalistic, multi-purpose, and they will be really useful. That's why it's called usefulstuff.tech. I guess I told you .com. Yeah, it's usefulstuff.tech. So also, 3D printers are amazing. They are getting cheaper and cheaper. Anybody can launch his own business and print whatever he wants. The only downside is that you need to be a little bit like technically skilled, because you need to know how to draw on that 3D program. But I strongly believe that everybody can learn everything. Like, it's just a question of the time, but if you don't stop, you'll get it. So that's the thing. And the last update is basically I started writing book. As I said, I've never really been a writer. And this is something I really started thinking about a week and a half ago. And from the beginning, it was like, oh, well, like, publish my own book. Well, ebook still. Just to tell it to more people, for me, it was kind of like, it involves certain amount of risk. Like, what will happen if this book will... What if I will not publish it? What if I will think that book sucks and I will just... What if I will like to hide it? You know, sometimes you need to give yourself the boost just by telling about it publicly, because then you basically don't have a opportunity to retreat. Basically, a human pride is a big, big motivator. Ego also. So people don't like to be caught by the word. Just, you know, like if you say something, you are doing your best to live up to that. So if I'm telling right now that I'm going to publish my ebook, 2 days ago, I was not sure if I can do that, but now I have to do that. So this is the thing, how I am actually motivating myself and how I am making sure that I will not give up. Because once it's only in your head, you can just create a reason why you shouldn't do that and why it is not a good idea and just give up and nobody will know. It's like when you are listening to your friend and your friend is just giving you a reason why he cannot succeed in something or why he cannot do something. And you know right away, like, that this is just the reason. It's possible. He just don't want to do that. But somehow, once I am judging myself, that reason is just enough. I believe it. So therefore, I need to be sure that this case is not going to happen and that book will be published. So And basically, the first draft of that ebook, I will basically send it to my core subscribers. Basically, I don't have too many subscribers. I was never growing them too much. But right now, I can basically kindly ask them to review it, and then I will actually see what I need to improve. So, yeah, there are a couple of interesting projects, and I can say it's way better than to go for a beer with my friends. Really. Basically, this is how I'm using my time, and I'm glad for that. So, yeah, that's my little story. Yeah, I would just like to tell you, especially in these times, I know that for some people it's hard. There is so much of negativity around. We are looking at people how they are buying groceries with those rags on their faces, and for people which are not used to this, it's just like, wow, like something is really happening, but it's just in your head. You know, this disease is a big thing, but there is just only so much what we can do to protect ourselves, and I think it's our responsibility to stay positive and turn like every depression to opportunity. Like, this is a great place to really work on yourself, and that's what I'm doing these days. It's all in the head. So stay positive, keep smiling, and search for the opportunities everywhere you can. Yeah, that's my advice, and I'd like to thank to Coffee House Network. It was really nice to be with Vanessa those couple of times in Whistler, and I'm actually pretty positive that I will see you, Anissa, again. But first, I need to launch my side income and my passive income. The deal is the passive income must be higher than my job, then I can quit it. and then I can start traveling the world and start playing. That's what we do. We are freelancers. We want to be free. So it was only a question of the time if it will take me 6 months or 2 years or 5 years, but I'm pretty optimistic that it will be quite short term. So see you, Anissa, and see you guys, and have a good day. Bye. Hey, by the way, I almost forget. Defeatyourlimits.com, that's my webpage, my blog. If you want to get inspired, I've written articles there about five categories there. There is a Mind is a Handbrake. It's about motivation and how to remove a fear from our heads and stuff like that. Then there is Healthy Chewing. It's about healthy eating. I've took a 1 month sugar-free experiment, and now I'm eating without the sugar for 10 weeks, and I'm not trying to go back, and I'm not even thinking about it. It's awesome. Like, once you are not eating sugar, you have more energy all the day. You are not getting up and downs. And then also we are cooking vegetarian, so my girlfriend had a blog. I've mentioned it there. And then there is adventure, climbing, mountain biking. So you can basically, if you are interested, you can read through the blog, you can subscribe, you can pick your categories, which you want to, because I love empty inbox. And I don't like when some guys are love bombing me with stuff that I don't like. Like, if you like climbing, you can just click only climbing, and I will not send you anything else. Yeah, get and subscribe, and thank you for watching. And if you will be on a Defeat the Limits, I will keep you updated, guys. So have a great day. Ciao.